This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Increasingly, we are finding inherited genetic mutations that play important roles in many serious diseases. When these genetic mutations are identified, it means that often the person's relatives are also at risk as a result of potentially inheriting the same genes. Mandy has been diagnosed with breast cancer, and genetic testing showed that she had a genetic variant called BRCA. Mandy has two sisters and a brother, but she's not talked to any of them for 10 years. The ill feelings followed complications surrounding the death of her father. Mandy's doctor suggested that she tell her siblings of the potential inherited risk so they could get tested for the mutation and, if positive, have surgery or at least more regular screenings for cancers. For many conditions like breast cancer, there are screening tests available if a person is known to be at risk, and there are even certain types of preventive surgery that reduce the risk of cancer and can prevent premature death. So a strong argument can be made that healthcare professionals have a duty to warn relatives of their risk. Of course, this isn't an easy argument. There are countervailing arguments that go against the duty of healthcare providers to inform unsuspecting relatives. For example, there are strict rules about confidentiality should the patient not wish anybody to know their diagnosis. And from a practical perspective, the only way to find at-risk relatives would be with the patient's cooperation in terms of them telling the health professional who is at risk and how to contact them. There is also the right of people, a person's relative, to not want to know their genetic risk. They may wish to live their life without the worry of knowing that they have a ticking illness that could soon raise its ugly head. Also, what if the at-risk relative has no health insurance or access to testing? Who should pay for this testing? But the results of not telling a relative who is at risk could be premature death. Is the healthcare provider's primary and exclusive duty to their patient, or do they have a public health obligation to protect those at unknown risk? Studies suggest that the chance of a relative pursuing testing doubles if the risk information is provided by a healthcare provider rather than a family member. Now, of course, there are limits. It is certainly not the healthcare provider's job to inform partners if, say, a person is romantically cheating on them. However, it is their duty to make sure a person is informed if they're at risk for a sexually transmitted disease. So perhaps then the ethical duty should be to only make sure that the relative is aware that there is information available should they wish to learn about it, but not force them to know the results. Now, Mandy refused to tell her relatives or have her doctor attempt to inform them of their risks. And in our current environment, that is her right. So the best healthcare providers can do is encourage people to share information and assist them in their communication. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.